The independent monitor overseeing HCA's compliance with the agreements it made when it bought Mission Health has completed its round of public meetings. BPR talked with Gibbons Advisors co-founder about what's next. During the first 2 months of this year, Gibbons Advisors held 7 public meetings in Mission Health's service area. Ron Winters estimates over 600 people attended those meetings to share their experiences on how healthcare at Mission facilities has changed since HCA bought the health system in February of last year. Many residents during the meetings voiced concerns over fewer doctors and nurses in the hospitals, as well as increased costs.
We're taking it all in. Every bit of it's going to get over to HCA so they can act on it if they feel it's appropriate and necessary. And we'll be doing our work in providing a report and recommendations to Dogwood.
When asked about the complaints of a decreased quality of care since HCA has taken over, Winters explained that regulators, not the independent monitor, officially track a hospital's quality of care.
Quality of care is not specifically mentioned in any of the 15 undertakings. We're going to have to make a determination if any of those issues give rise to a violation of any of the undertakings. I'm not sure at this point.
Winters adds it is his firm's job to ensure HCA follows through on 15 commitments it made when it purchased Mission, including keeping all hospitals in the system open for at least 10 years. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.